Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. The title of this show is How to Spot Demons. Now, let's step back for a second and think about this topic here. Throughout world history, every world religion has had stories of demons that possess human beings. This is true in the Catholic tradition. You know, you've got exorcisms taking place every day. You have all kinds of Catholic priests that perform exorcisms. But it's also part of indigenous cultures. Throughout Amazonian tribes, for example, whom I have visited members of Amazonian tribes when I lived in Ecuador, went into the rainforest. Also Aborigines in Australia. Native Taiwanese, indigenous people throughout the world have stories that are handed down as myth, but are based on the reality that demons possess human bodies. They take them over. They kick out the human soul. They literally possess the body. And according to some mythology or studies of this, that demon then takes on the memories of the human being. So they can pretend to be that original human, but they are now a demon spirit with full access to the memories and faculties of the original person whose soul is no longer there. So this has been part of human history for as long as even before written history, in the era of just storytelling, before written language, these stories were passed down from generation to generation because they were observations of what was happening. Now, you might ask, what does this have to do with us? Well, the premise of this show today here on Counterthink is that there is widespread demonic possession taking place across our world today. And it actually helps to explain the things that you are seeing, the things we're all witnessing. When you look at the abortion industry, for example, and how they celebrate the murdering of unborn babies, this is not simply a political debate. It's not just simply a healthcare issue. It is a demonic feeding ritual. When you see these people that they wear these shirts that say abortion with the heart symbol, like love abortion, love abortion, love abortion, and they proudly go out and say, shout your abortion, and they proclaim on social media that they wish they had had an abortion because that would make them a more complete person. These kinds of things are not coming from human beings. They're coming from demonically possessed human bodies. The spirits are demonic. And if you go back through the history of the world and you look at demonic spirits, what did they all have in common? I ask you this. Feeding on children. There is a feeding on the dark energy of terror and death, especially of children, that gives a kind of dark spiritual power to demonic entities. And they are growing in power today because they are feeding on the pain, the suffering, the murder, and the vaccine damage, among other forms of damage, of children that are now being deliberately carried out all across our world. The patterns of evil that you are witnessing have a common cause. This is my point. Patterns of evil have a common cause. That common cause is widespread demonic possession. And so here in this episode of Counterthink, I'm going to share with you some very important knowledge about how to spot a demon. We're going to go into identification of demons. And we're also going to talk about how to prevent yourself and others from being possessed by demons, because there is a self-defense mechanism, and we'll also understand how the demonic controllers are damaging neurology and making more people susceptible to demonic possession so that they can carry out their takeover, their actual satanic takeover of our world. All of that straight ahead here on Counterthink. Stay with me. I'll be back after this break.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Right, you're listening to Counterthink with Mike Adams. We're continuing our very important show today called How to Spot a Demon. And this show is not a metaphor, and it's not a joke, and it's not a form of entertainment. This is a serious talk about the actual spiritual war that is taking place in our world today. Every institution of our world, government, education, Hollywood, and media, late-night comedy, the corporate-run media, the intelligence community, science, medicine, every institution has become infested with demonic energy and demon-possessed people, which you can't even call them human beings anymore. I mean, we have to differentiate here. People who love death and who love to murder children, who love to poison children, make them autistic with vaccines, indoctrinate them in the schools full of lies and misinformation, murder children in the form of unborn baby murder, i.e. Abortion, and then they use that tissue to actually manufacture vaccines that are then injected into other children. So there's medical cannibalism that's taking place all across the world today. People who carry this out are not human. That's really important to understand. They're not human beings. They may look human. They can speak like humans. They have a biological body just like a human. But inside, the soul has been replaced. They are demon spirits. And the goal of the demonic entities is the complete destruction of humankind. And that goal has become very apparent lately when you look at, for example, the geoengineering that is designed to pollute the atmosphere. The mainstream scientists are talking about this. They call it stratospheric aerosol injections, and they want to pollute the stratosphere to dim the sun. By dimming the sun, they want to diminish sunlight radiation energy reaching the surface of the earth and thereby shut down photosynthesis, which is the plant physiology basis for all life on earth, or practically all life, all the food webs that you know in the ocean, on land, human beings, mammals, everything, all depends on photosynthesis one way or another. And if you shut down photosynthesis, you not only get a food collapse, you get, of course, a depletion of oxygen in the atmosphere because you no longer have trees and plants and grasses and seaweeds and so on generating oxygen as a byproduct of photosynthesis. So there is a global suicide. Maybe that's not even the right word. A global extermination of human beings taking place right now, and it's being carried out by people who appear to be human but are actually demonic entities inhabiting human bodies that used to, of course, be inhabited by actual human souls. So this is the epic biblical war that you were warned about, you know, in Bible school. This is it. This is God versus Satan. And Satan comes into the world in the form of other people. Satan takes the form of a climate change political leader, let's say. Satan takes the form of a politician, takes the form of somebody who says, oh, we want to give you free everything because socialism is good, government is good. Give us all your power and we will take care of you. That's a satanic message. That's a demon spirit behind those messages. And if you look into the eyes of some of the radical socialists who are proposing these kinds of things, you can actually see hints of demons. Just look into their eyes. They're just seething with evil. If you look at the people who run the abortion clinics and who take the aborted fetal tissue, what used to be a human baby, and they, I don't want to get too graphic here, but they destroy it in a kind of a garbage disposal setup in some clinics, goes right into the sewer system. And the city sewage gets collected in every city in North America into something called biosolids. The biosolids are then trucked out to the farm fields and dumped on farm, croplands all across America. We literally, because of the abortion industry, we now live in a society where we eat our dead children. This is being set up as a a kind of child sacrifice. It is almost, it's like worshiping Satan, where they force the entire population to literally eat their own children in the form of recycled aborted fetal tissue that goes into the biosolids that gets put on the farms. And by the way, I've documented all this in a stunning documentary that you can download for free, watch it for free. It's at biosludged.com. Biosludged.com. Watch the whole movie. You can download it, even burn it to a DVD and give it to people. And we feature an EPA whistleblower scientist in that documentary who explains exactly what's going on. You will be just blown away by this film. It took me 2 years to put that film together, and I've released it free for humanity. But not only are they forcing us to eat our own dead babies, they're forcing us to inject the DNA of our dead babies. And again, this is because the FDA admits, the CDC admits, that some of the ingredients in vaccines are what's called aborted human fetal cell tissue. And this is taken from aborted babies, and it's used because it grows tissue very rapidly, because, you know, obviously fetal tissue divides and expands and grows very rapidly. That's how a baby is formed. So the medical industry takes that tissue, and then they inoculate it with festering diseases such as smallpox or chickenpox or what have you. And then they grow a vat of festering disease tissue. They grow a giant vat of smallpox virus, all based on human baby cells that are from abortion clinics. And then they take this mass and they literally process it. They homogenize it. They hit it with UV light. They do some filtration of it. And then they load it into vaccine vials to be injected into you and your children. So we now have medical cannibalism, which is bad enough all by itself, but it is a ritual. This is what you need to understand. This is a satanic ritual to grind up your babies and inject their blood, their, i.e. their DNA or RNA, back into your blood. This is a demonic, satanic ritual, and they have been able to encompass like half the population in this. And anybody who speaks out against vaccines is immediately censored, vilified, slandered, demonetized, sabotaged, attacked with DDoS cyber attacks, and otherwise just blacklisted off everything, off Facebook, Google, YouTube. You know, they shut down my YouTube account about a year ago because I'm telling you things like this, because I'm exposing this cycle of demonic, it's ritualistic child sacrifice to feed the energy of actual demon spirits and to force you into participating in this ritual without your consent. You are participating in a child sacrifice ritual. If you eat food grown in biosludge, which is almost everybody who's not eating organic, and if you take any vaccines whatsoever, you are likely being injected with aborted human fetal tissue. So you're getting the RNA or the DNA fragments of dead babies. This is the blood of the dead children being injected into your body. These are demonic agendas. And now, I know I promised I'm going to teach you how to spot a demon, but I wanted to give you that background first so you understand. This is happening right now. You are being swept into this even without your knowledge. Why do you think they push vaccines so aggressively when they know that vaccines are harming children? When they know that vaccines don't work most of the time for most people? Flu shots are a total joke. There are a few vaccines that do work for researchers and so on, but flu shots, influenza vaccines are complete science quackery, medical quackery. They don't work. So what's the purpose? The purpose is to indoctrinate you into the vaccine system, and also, by the way, to damage your neurology and make you more susceptible to demonic possession. I'll talk about that in an upcoming segment. So it's like giving you a little lobotomy with the mercury that's found in vaccines. So understand, the vaccine industry is all about demonic warfare on Earth. We'll be back with more. Stay with us on Counterthink.
Counterthink.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
Now, I know I've covered a lot of information already, and you may need to go back and listen to this. You'll be able to do that. Just go to counterthink.com. Every episode not only airs every Sunday at 6 p.m. on InfoWars.com, that's 6 p.m. Central. You can view them. That's where they're first broadcast, and also maybe you're listening on a radio or a TV station right now. You can always catch it right where you are. If you miss it, a few days later, it shows up on counterthink.com. Sometimes it takes more than a few days. Just depends on what's happening with my staff. But all of these videos are put out there for free. And counterthink.com is powered by Brighteon.com, which is the YouTube alternative video platform for free speech that I built. Well, my team built it. We funded it. Brighteon.com, just like the word bright, E-O-N, Brighteon.com. That's the only place now where you're getting these podcasts, because every effort across the internet has been made to ban and censor this information so that you don't learn the truth about the demonic war. You know, and one of the aspects of this demonic war is that it hides itself. How does this saying go? The greatest act of the greatest trick of Satan is convincing you that he does not exist. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but that's exactly what is going on. There is a demonic, dark war sweeping across our planet right now, and 9 out of 10 people have no clue that this war is even happening. So let's talk about how to spot a demon. First of all, understand that, remember that a demon that takes possession of a human body still has access to the memories of that human being. So they still remember how to speak the same way. They still have the childhood memories, the social memories, and so on. So they can still behave in a way that seems somewhat consistent with the original person. But if you observe closely, you'll notice that there are very, very detailed changes to that personality. Something is different about them. They may have strong dietary changes. For example, they may suddenly want to eat more raw meat. They may have strong personality changes. They may have confusion in their memories, because sometimes the demon spirit memories are getting intermixed with the remnant human memories. They will become often more isolated and more introverted, because they'll tend to change their social circles, because they now feel more attracted to other demonically possessed individuals. They will tend to go toward a darker path. And a lot of these individuals, you'll see they can either go into mental insanity. Some of them can go into new addictions. They can go into personal destructive behavior. At an extreme, that can be self-mutilation type of behavior. Some of them go into self-destruction in terms of drug addiction, or either seeking out prostitutes or even becoming sex workers themselves as a form of self-destruction. Because this takeover of this human body is not always successful. A lot of times, it drives the original soul to attempt to self-destruct. And, that translation doesn't always work very well. But in the cases where it does work, where a demon spirit takes over a human being, you may notice that person becomes more quiet but more intelligent. Suddenly, they're plotting, they're planning, they're seething. There's a darkness to them, but a lack of expression, a lack of communication, a lack of touching other humans, because they are not human on the inside, and also a lack of love for the natural world. They won't want to go walk in the sunlight. They won't like nature. They won't enjoy, flowers or just normal things that a healthy human being would enjoy. They no longer want to be around a lot of animals, except, maybe certain animals that they're working with. So you'll see these people, they become more dark. Their personality changes, interest changes, self-destructive behavior. I think, what else do they do? And then, of course, working to carry out their whole mission, which is the destruction of the human race. So these people, their goal is to try to get into positions of power. So they try to get elected. They try to become the chairperson of some board. You know, they try to run things. They try to get authority. They try to get power. They try to run, like, news fact-checking organizations. You know, a lot of the fact-checkers out there are run by actual demons. It's not even a joke. I mean, you look at some of the weird, twisted behavior of some of those people. I'm not going to name them, but do your research. You'll find out they don't really seem to be human, because they're not. It's insane. So their goal is the complete destruction of the human race, but to trick you into being part of your own suicide. There's something in the spiritual realm where demon spirits always want you to consent to your own destruction. It's like signing a contract with Satan. You know, you've heard this throughout mythology as well. Like, you have to sign a contract. If you sign the contract, if you agree, which means signing a spiritual contract is simply agreeing to do it, then they have power over you. So if you agree to go into a pharmacy and have the blood of a dead, murdered child injected into your body in the form of an immunization, then you have just agreed to partake in a child sacrifice ritual that worships Satan, and you didn't even know it. And this is how they trick you into these kinds of things. If you eat food grown in biosludge that contains some portion of, you know, ground up dead baby tissue and baby blood and you know, DNA from dead babies, you are eating the body of a murdered child. It's the opposite of going to a church and eating, you know, the body of Christ, you know, the crackers and the wine and all, and these rituals. It's the opposite of that. It's like, it's actually eating dead baby DNA. Dead baby blood. You are infusing your body with the demonic energy of death and destruction, and that's the whole point. They want you to do that, and if you agree to do that, you have consented to being part of their ritual. That gives them power over you. There's a dark, how do we even describe this? There's a dark power over you. When you start to consent and agree to these things, then you open up the channel for this interdimensional invasion of your consciousness and your body. And in fact, this is described throughout the history of human civilizations and cultures as well. You can call for God to protect you, or on the flip side, you could consent to being taken over by demonic spirits. And that's what most people are doing, and they don't even know it, because the devil is tricking you into being part of this. And of course, the devil speaks through the media and the CDC and, you know, all these organizations that are pushing these cannibalistic tactics on you. Much more straight ahead on Counterthink. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Continuing with our conversation about how to spot a demon, I almost forgot to mention one of the most obvious things, which is that these demon-possessed bodies, they like to dress up like demons. They like to put on demon horns and, like, satanic, demonic makeup. And some of these people actually then go to public schools and read children's stories to children dressed up like demons. And of course, many of them are transgender as well, because they don't feel at home in their bodies at all. I mean, think about it. If you're a demon possessing some alien human body, that's not your normal skin. It feels alien to you, so you want to modify it. You don't feel like you belong in your body. You don't feel like you're male or female. You feel like a demon, so you just start dressing up like a demon, and you reject your biology. But because your mission is to try to indoctrinate other children and convert other people to your demonic goals, then you're going to go out and try to reach out to children as much as possible. And that's exactly what's going on in California and other places around the country today. And notably, Democrats welcome this. Democrats love demons to teach their children because, of course, the Democrat leaders are themselves demon-possessed minions of Satan. I mean, make no mistake that these demon-possessed individuals move into the highest levels of political influence, especially in the Democrat Party. And although this is a generalization, you could look at this where, you know, religious people who worship God and Christianity tend to move up into positions of power in the Republican Party. Doesn't mean that all Republicans are angels, because they're not. There's plenty of pedophiles in that group too. But on the Democrat side, the demons move up into high positions of power. Demons who, of course, are antichrist in terms of their orientation. They hate God, they hate religion, they hate humanity. They are there to destroy humanity. And this is why so many things that Democrats push are all about death cult, suicide. You know, we talked about some of them. The abortion industry, the mass drugging of children with psychiatric drugs to alter their minds, the LGBT push to destroy human fertility and make people believe that they aren't really part of their biology, to disconnect humans from their humanity. And ultimately, to get people to hate themselves, to hate humanity, to hate God, to hate life, to hate Earth, I mean, to hate the planet, to hate the natural ecosystem. Just as a great example of this, Democrats are at war with carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is the single most important nutrient for plant physiology. Carbon dioxide is the oxygen of plants, so to speak. Without it, all plant life on Earth would collapse overnight. I mean, literally overnight. It would be gone. And then human life would collapse soon thereafter. Carbon dioxide is the miracle molecule. You could even call it the God molecule for life on Earth. And yet, the left is at war with this God molecule, and they say carbon dioxide is a pollutant. And they say it has to be sequestered, that it has to be destroyed. They've actually declared war on carbon dioxide. Remember, under Barack Obama, the EPA declared carbon dioxide to be a pollutant. It's the God molecule for plant life. No wonder the demons on the left are at war with the God molecule. Does it make sense now? Is it all starting to, you know, connect here about how this really works? All right, I'm running short on time here, so let's get to something very crucial in all of this, which is how do these demons, how do they weaken human neurology so that they can possess a human body and kick out the existing human soul? Now, I don't have all the answers on this, don't claim to, but from doing research about history and what's going on in our modern world and who's getting possessed, it's pretty obvious that someone who has a weakened neurology, weakened defenses, and whose consciousness is under assault is more easily able to be targeted and possessed by demons. So one of the most important strategies of this demonic influence, this sweeping across humanity, is to attack and assault human neurology in order to make people vulnerable to demonic possession. This is done through several key things. Number one, fluoride in the water supply. It is designed to damage the brain, to weaken neurology. Fluoride is a brain-damaging chemical. It's throughout the scientific literature. You can find hundreds of studies that talk about how fluoride is linked to lower IQs. In the rest of the world, fluoride in water wells is considered a toxic pollutant. But in America, they take fluoride and they intentionally dump it into the water supply. What is the purpose of that? It's a carpet bombing of the neurology of children especially, but also adults and senior citizens, to soften people up for a number of reasons, but one of those is to make them vulnerable to demonic possession. Fluoride is a brain-damaging chemical, and it's just one of many vectors. Another huge vector is, of course, vaccine injections. Vaccines in the United States are deliberately formulated with mercury, which is a neurotoxic heavy metal. It's a brain-damaging chemical, well, element, but it comes in different chemical forms. Every chemical form of mercury is toxic to the human brain. It's toxic to neurology. There is no safe level of mercury to be injected with whatsoever. And a flu shot injects people with enough mercury to cause a small brain lobotomy. It damages neurons, and in some cases permanently. Mercury in vaccines is also linked to autism, which is permanent neurological scarring, lifelong damage. And also vaccines, of course, maim and kill children every year in the United States. And the government releases figures on that through a secret website. I say secret because even though it's public, almost nobody knows about it. It's called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. It's the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. It was created by an act of Congress. And every year, the vaccine industry has to report the injuries, the deaths, how many children were put into comas, the seizures, you know, brain damage, children that are paralyzed. It's all in a spreadsheet that the government updates, I think, every quarter. And you can download those data for any quarter or any year you want, and you can see children being maimed and killed by vaccines. And these are only the ones that make it to the reporting system. In reality, there are at least 10 times as many children being killed and harmed by vaccines as what's reported by the government statistics. But the point of this, why are vaccines intentionally made so dangerous? This is what's crucial to understand. They could make vaccines safer. They could make what's called single-dose vaccines, which do not need the same adjuvants, and they don't need the same preservatives. And if you had these kind of vaccines, they would be less toxic to children. They would cause very few deaths or seizures compared to the current vaccines, which are deliberately formulated to cause neurological damage. Why are they formulated that way? The answer is because the damage is intentional. It's to soften up children for a number of reasons. Among them is the carpet bombing of human neurology to make children susceptible to demonic possession. But there are other reasons. They want the population to be dumbed down and stupid so that people will believe CNN. I mean, you have to be literally brain damaged to believe anything that you see on CNN or MSNBC or, you know, Good Morning America. You have to be brain damaged to even sit and watch that show for 60 seconds without wanting to stab yourself. It's so toxic to an intelligent mind. So this is chemical warfare on the American people. It's being done deliberately. Much more straight ahead. Stay with me. This is Counterthink.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
And we're back on Counterthink. I always like to dedicate the last segment, where possible, to solutions. And in this segment, I'm going to discuss ways to protect yourself, your children, your family from the assaults on your neurology, from the brain-damaging effects of medicine and fluoride and all these other things, and how to protect yourself spiritually from the spiritual assault on humanity, which is the demonic possession phenomenon that is taking place right now. So doing this, it's simpler than you think. I can summarize it in a couple of sentences, and then I'll go into details. But it is, number one, use nutrition and food to protect your physical neurology. So there's a physical or a physiological layer of protection. Then there's a behavior level of protection, i.e., don't attend demonic seances, right? Right? Don't worship the devil. You know, behavioral things that you can do. And then thirdly, at the spiritual level, it's important to ask for divine protection. Ask God for protection. Ask angels, which are real, by the way, for protection. And publicly, verbally pronounce your desire to be protected and your adherence to love, light, and life. In other words, the power of the word, it's so, in the spiritual realm, it's so incredibly powerful. By merely speaking out simple things, it doesn't have to be a script, it doesn't have to be a certain type of prayer, but just speaking out simple things like saying, you know, I serve God, I serve the protection of life, and I hereby denounce all forms of evil and life destruction. I denounce all demonic energy. You know, you can make it up. It doesn't have to be some official script. Just say your intention. I stand for life. You know, I am here to serve God. I am here to serve the creative force of the universe. Just say your intention. It is incredibly powerful. And at the same time that you're doing that, then follow all of these nutritional and health strategies to protect your neurology. A couple of things that you can do. I've got a website called brain.news. Brain.news. You can just go there, just read that site. We publish there almost every day. And that talks about the physical organ of your brain and nutritional solutions that can protect your brain. I've also got mind.news, which is more about the spiritual, non-physical component, and I publish there frequently as well. If you're looking for natural remedies or herbs that can help you, or even nutrition or nutrients, you can just go to nutrients.news, which covers the nutritional methods for protecting neurology. But just right off the top of my head, the big thing here is stop poisoning your brain and start nourishing your brain. You can nourish it with simple supplements like astaxanthin or vitamin C. There are a number of adaptogens. There's turmeric, which probably is the single most important supplement for brain protection. Turmeric, it's... You know, curcumin is the one of the chemical constituents found in turmeric, which is it's used in curries. You know, you can have healing foods made out of turmeric. Personally, I take a big scoop of turmeric and I put it in my smoothie every morning. And I drink a smoothie for breakfast. I've been doing it for more than 15 years. But in addition to the supplements, and you can research all those supplements. You know, even ginger. Just like a really potent ginger extract is very good for your brain. And of course, omega-3 oils are very good for brain health as well. But the toxins that people are taking in that are damaging their brains are making them susceptible to not just, you know, demonic assaults on their neurology, but also are making them susceptible to Alzheimer's, dementia, even cancer, by the way. You know, all these poisons, and I'll mention some of them here. Aspartame is a poison. Avoid aspartame at all costs. It's a brain poison. Many pharmaceuticals, especially the brain-altering pharmaceuticals such as SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, those are antidepressant drugs. They are extremely toxic to your brain. A substance abuse is toxic to your brain. Obviously, you know, taking meth or heroin is very toxic, far more toxic than, you know, relatively mild addictions like let's say tobacco or alcohol. And by the way, coffee actually enhances brain function. It enhances mental clarity. I mean, yeah, you can have too much caffeine in isolation, but if you're drinking coffee with a meal, if it's under control, you're not going too crazy with the coffee, then it's really one of the best things that you can do for mental clarity and to take in liver-supporting antioxidants, believe it or not. Many people don't know that. Yeah, coffee's actually, it has become a superfood. Okay, so in addition to the poisons, the toxins, vaccines not only contain aluminum, which is a brain toxin, they contain squalene to cause neurological inflammation. They are designed to do this, and this is why vaccines cause autism in some children. This is why they cause permanent neurological damage. If you are taking any consumer-level vaccines, you are poisoning your neurology, period. You should avoid them at all costs. There was a cancer doctor, a famous cancer doctor, just last week, who went in. He was going to travel to a country that required a yellow fever immunization. And so this cancer doctor who worked for a UK hospital, forgot the name of it, but it's a famous, I think it's Marsden, a children's hospital in the UK. And he goes in for a yellow fever vaccine shot, right? Because he believes in vaccines. He's a doctor. He's like, oh, I know medicine. So he goes in, he gets a yellow fever vaccine shot. He suffers within minutes total organ failure and dies right there at the clinic, dead. And of course, the BBC tries to cover it up and says, oh, famous cancer doctor dies. They don't mention the vaccines. And then they say in their story, the cause of death is not yet known. He died from a vaccine shot. And you can too, because these vaccines are incredibly damaging. If you look at the vaccine insert sheet for the HPV vaccine, you know, the human papilloma virus vaccine, the sheet itself says that if you get vaccinated with this, make sure someone is with you because you may pass out and lose consciousness. It's on the sheet. I've done stories on this. I've published photos of this warning because the vaccine causes young girls especially to go into comas. It is an attack on neurology because it is designed to be. Vaccines are bioweapons. Understand that now. Vaccines are bioweapons. They are there to destroy you. They are there to harm your neurology, but not quite kill you, because they want you to be softened up. Makes you easier to control, turns you into a sheeple, makes you an obedient person, and sometimes allows you to be possessed, literally possessed by demonic entities that take over your body. And then run your body like a biological puppet. I'm telling you, this is all it. The vaccine conspiracy against humanity is very real. It is very dangerous, and you must avoid vaccines at all costs if you want to save your life. I mean, just ask that dead doctor with the yellow fever vaccine. Does he know how they even make those vaccines? He has no idea, sadly. Look, I'm almost out of time for this show, but the bottom line is I want you to be safe. I want you to protect your soul. I want you to protect your brain. I want you to protect your health. I want you to be empowered, aware, full of knowledge about how to succeed as a spiritual, divine being in a world that has been infested with evil, true satanic, demonic, destructive evil that wants to literally destroy humanity. We are all spiritual warriors. It comes down to that. We are spiritual warriors in an epic cosmic war of good versus evil. And the evil is right in front of you. It takes human form, but it is not human on the inside. You listening to this, you are human. You are warriors. You have an opportunity to help defeat evil and protect all that which is good, to protect the light and to protect life and to protect health and innovation and creation, because all the powers are allied against you to try to destroy all of that right now. My name is Mike Adams. You've been watching Counterthink. Check out more episodes at counterthink.com. And I thank you for listening. I pray for you, and I hope that you pray for me as well. Thank you.